All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, as the NFL playoffs are set to begin in a few days, the New York Giants find themselves back in the postseason for the first time since 2011. And the reason why I bring this up is you look at quarterback Eli Manning for the Giants. Two of his last three trips to the postseason have resulted in the Giants winning the Super Bowl championship. Now, Manning has just, he's turning 36 years of age this week, and you just have to wonder if he still has it in him to get it done. I mean, a lot of people say, you know, Eli Manning, he has had an up and down career at times. He's thrown 320 career touchdown passes to 215 interceptions. He's had three seasons throughout his career in which he's thrown at least 20 picks. This season, he had 26 touchdown passes to 16 interceptions while he completed 63% of his passes, and he threw for 4,027 yards. But, you know, that's the tale of Eli Manning. Sometimes it's going to be good Eli, and sometimes it's going to be bad Eli. But this is a guy that throughout his career, he knows when to turn it up, when the chips are pushed to the middle of the table. And for the Giants, they're going to need it from him once again. You look at sometimes he has really struggled this season and he's looked out of sync. But at the same time, Eli is a guy that he can get into rhythm and he can get it going. And the Giants are going to need that from him. Like, you look at this past regular season, New York was 25th in total offense around the league. And that's one thing about the offense under Big Ben McAdoo, the Giants head coach, is that they have talent at the wide receiver position. You look at Sterling Shepard, Victor Cruz, and of course, Odell Beckham Jr. The Giants can move the ball within the 20s. The problem is when they get to the red zone, the Giants have not been an effective running team all season long. And on top of that, New York has lacked a big-time physical target in the red zone. Yes, Beckham is a speed demon, and he's always a play away from breaking one, but he's a smaller wide receiver, and he doesn't have that ability to match up in those tight windows and those fade patterns coming into the end zone. So that's been a problem for New York's offense, and they've had to really settle a lot of times for field goals while also relying on their rock-solid defense. But I'll tell you like this, Eli has the potential to get it going. Don't get me wrong. The Giants are facing a very tough opponent this Sunday afternoon in the Green Bay Packers, especially in the way that the Packers have finished off coming down the stretch, winning their last six contests. New York will be at Lambeau Field. Eli has won two games there, and it's going to be interesting to see how he's able to navigate it one more time. But for New York to have any shot to get their fifth Lombardi Trophy, they're going to have Eli Manning on his best game. And if Eli finds a way to do it, look out for the Giants because they could be a force to be reckoned with this month in the postseason. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single-A affiliate of the New York Mets. And you can check out all of the fun and excitement this June at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out. And you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300poundsofsportsknowledge this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. on the West Coast, as I will be recapping the playoff action from the wildcard round in the National Football League. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.